This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, with me former Premier League defender and Bundesliga broadcaster Chris Perry and betting expert George Gamble to look ahead to match day 7 in Germany. And it feels like we're finding our feet a little bit, gents, after a tricky start to the season, a difficult to predict start to the season in the Bundesliga. Lots of teams have surprised us positively and negatively. So let's have a quick recap on how you got on last week. And Chris Perry, you had a good one.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. 2 out of 3 last week. Hertha Leverkusen, I went for unders. Unfortunately, it was a 2-2 draw. It looked at one stage as though it might be under, but some late goals in the second half put pay to that. But on Sunday, 2 out of 2 with Union Berlin winning 1-0 at Köln. And then obviously at plus 170, which was a fantastic price for Union. And then obviously Freiburg, Gladbach, I went for under 2.5 at plus 135, and a 0-0 draw was perfect for me.
Yeah, great calls there. And we're going to get to Union again because there seems to be great value in them at the moment. They play Wolfsburg this weekend, and that's one of Chris's picks. We'll get to that. George, 1 out of 3 for you. You tried to find value, and I thought you did, on Bayern against Stuttgart. But Stuttgart, you had them to win to 0. And I think me and Chris were both thinking, oh, Chris, you've actually seen that price from memory. And we both thought plus 1-2-3. We thought that's a good price, but Stuttgart found the net on a couple of occasions and perhaps should have had more.
Yeah, they did. But I mean, ultimately, it was value. But you know, it doesn't always go your way, does it? But you do that over the long term. You know, more often than not, if they land, you'll be in profit. So the process is right there. It's just unfortunate it didn't land. But Bayern failing to win at home once again in the league. They drew 2-2 with Stuttgart. Which means although they're unbeaten, they have dropped points in 2 of their opening 3 home league matches. And yeah, obviously Stuttgart should have had more, but still they have 3 shots on target, I think it was, and still scored 2 goals. So, you know, very efficient, but yeah, Bayern, it's a bit disappointing on their behalf. I also had Schalke winning against Bochum, and obviously that landed quite comfortably in the end at minus 110 as a main play. As I said, I just wanted to oppose Bochum. Obviously, that result ended up in the sacking of Thomas Reiss. And then Dortmund win versus Leipzig. Again, thought I'd had value here, but you guys were spot on with that new manager bounce. And, you know, the value was there for me, but the result wasn't. So, yeah, you know, Leipzig could have scored even more. So it's unfortunate, but the process is there and we just keep going on. So looking forward to this week's round of games.
Yeah, notice that the units we've got for the season are up again, minus 13.97, an improvement from last week and an improvement then again from the week before. So we're finding our feet as we approach the quarter mark in the season. By the way, follow the Twitter account at Because We Win, because the likes of Chris and George are posting videos and extra information on that account as well. And you can get tips from all of our experts on the BetRivers network. And our show is one of the best performing ones on YouTube at the moment. So we've been told to keep that up. We have no control over that other than trying to provide top quality content. And look, speaking of top quality content, how about Dortmund Schalke, the 99th Bundesliga Revier Derby between the two most fierce rivals, let's face it, in German football, for all the classical talk around Dortmund, Bayern, this is where the real hate lies in working class rural valley Germany. And Schalke, having been out of the Bundesliga, of course, for a season, get this fixture back for the first time since Feb 2021. Both of you have main picks here. And this is the game everyone has to watch this weekend in Germany. So, George, how about you? Do you want to go first here?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, me and Chris have a fair. We both don't think there'll be too many goals in this, but it should still be an absolute brilliant watch either way. Both of Dortmund's wins at home this campaign have come via 1-0 scorelines. It's clear to see for me, you know, the loss of the likes of Haaland, you know, who's always guaranteed goals, but they're not absolutely battering teams. They're kind of being efficient about things, just they're very sort of low scorelines, and as evident by the fact that both of those wins have been 1-0. Schalke's last three away games have produced under 4.5 goals. There's not usually thrillers when Schalke are on the road. And I think Dortmund, you know, they face a quick turnaround. Obviously, you have a trip to Manchester City, which takes place tonight. Obviously, at the time of recording, so we don't know how that one turns out. And it wouldn't be a surprise for me to see them make changes in the latter stages of that match with City in kind of preparation for this encounter. I think it'll be a very tough game for them. There's no need to kind of absolutely flog their players in that one. But yeah, Dortmund, they're just not scoring with any extreme sort of regularity. And they were handled really well by Leipzig last time out. Leipzig were unlucky probably not to win that, maybe 4-5-0. In fact, but what's weird is that Borussia Dortmund, you know, they rank third for big chances created, but are just ninth in terms of goals scored this season. So, you know, they are quite wasteful, and I think they struggle to be efficient. Schalke have drawn their last two away matches against Stuttgart and Wolfsburg, respectively, and are yet to win away from home. I just kind of feel this could be a game that Dortmund grind out a win. And I did have a look at, you know, Dortmund winning under 3.5 goals, but just for the kind of fear of, you know, just let's say it is a cracker, as obviously, you know, the Bundesliga can produce those kind of games. But even Dortmund winning under 4.5 goals as a minus 114, which I do quite like as a price. I wouldn't be put off by the under 3.5. But for the purposes of this, I think Dortmund can grind out maybe a 2-0 win. So yeah, for me, Dortmund winning under 4.5 at minus 114, I was quite surprised by that price.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I haven't really gone for a winner here. I think Dortmund would be the one to win. I don't think there was a lot of value in them winning just by themselves. I think, as you said, both teams to score no in Dortmund's last three Bundesliga games. Both teams to score no in two of the last three at home for Dortmund. Both teams to score no in the last four meetings between these two teams. For me, the way to go on this, Schalke have failed to score in the last four meetings, lost to nil in the last three meetings. It just seems to me, and Schalke have struggled to score goals away from home this season. They've got a goal at Köln and Stuttgart, but two poorer teams than Dortmund, really, certainly on paper. And they failed to score at Wolfsburg. So for me, I've gone for both teams to score no at plus 117.
Okay, plus 117. Edin Terzic is under pressure at the moment as Dortmund coach. That defeat was particularly damaging for him against RB Leipzig last weekend, especially to a former Dortmund manager in Marco Rosa, his first game in charge. And we're going to get to Leipzig a little bit later in the show. To what extent, Chris, do you think Schalke will be buoyed by the fact that they beat Bochum last weekend and picked up their first win back in the Bundesliga in what is known as the mini Revier Derby against Bochum? They're playing the proper Revier Derby this weekend. Do you not think there'll be any kind of bounce for Schalke this weekend from that?
I don't think it was a particularly convincing performance, if I'm honest. I thought, obviously, Bochum got back into the game and at one stage, it looked like it could go either way. And then Schalke brought on Sebastian Polter and it made a big difference playing the two up front, made a huge difference for them. And then whether they'll go with that this week, it'll be interesting to see against a team as good as Dortmund. I think they could do that maybe against lesser teams, but to play with two out and out big centre forwards will be interesting against Dortmund. I think there will be a bounce. They will have some more confidence, but as George mentioned in what he said about Dortmund, they've been very, very tight at home this season. Beating Hoffenheim and Leverkusen 1-0, beat Copenhagen 3-0 in the Champions League at home. They haven't conceded many goals, and I honestly don't think both teams are going to score in this. I think Schalke might struggle to score.
What do you think, George?
Yeah, no, in complete agreement. Like I said before, I think Dortmund find a way to grind out this game. It will be interesting to see how they cope with the game tonight, obviously at the time of recording, how they get on at Manchester City and what kind of substitutes they make.
That's a good point, because I think obviously we're recording this before the City game. Dortmund have already picked up 3 points in that group, haven't they, against Copenhagen? Yeah. So this game against City, I mean, a lot of people watch this after the game, but I think it probably will be worth checking what team Edin Terzic went with. He won't want an absolute spanking, and let's not forget they're facing Erling Haaland tonight with 12 goals in 8 games for City. But the extent to which he rotates will be interesting because it will dictate perhaps how fresh the team is for Saturday as well.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And also you've got to bear in mind, Sevilla are in a complete state of disarray at the moment. So, you know, I wouldn't say they're much
of a...
In that group. And they've already beaten Copenhagen. So you could argue that, you know, if they just look to... No, they won't, they'll look at the City game maybe as a free hit. So I don't know if they'll really commit too much to it. And I think, you know, bearing in mind they've got this game coming up, I think the league's very important to them. So for, that's why I went with the Dortmund winning under 4.5, just because I feel like Dortmund will grind out this result. I don't think they'll give their all against Manchester City. You know, there's not enough on the line for it. And it would be silly to just fully commit to try and get a result here. And you know, who knows what happens when they've got this game coming up and plenty of games to come. And they can probably qualify from the group purely on the games they play against Copenhagen and Sevilla. So for me, I think they'll want to be strong for this match. Hence why I've leaned towards Dortmund.
Dortmund fifth in the table after six games. Only a couple of points behind the surprise leaders, Union Berlin, but Dortmund with their familiar inconsistencies and injury list. I think going into the Champions League game, Adeyemi, Marlon are doubts. Another forward is Bono Gittens is out injured. Just always seem to have problems up front, don't they? Okay, that's a stellar fixture, as is the top spiel, the late kickoff on Saturday. This is Borussia Mönchengladbach against RB Leipzig, and both George and Chris have main picks here. And a reminder, of course, that for Leipzig, they have a new head coach in Marco Rose, who actually has connections with Borussia Mönchengladbach as well. I mean, quite the opening to his career, having controversially left Gladbach for Dortmund to take the manager's job there. So he's back at Borussia Park. He's already beaten one Borussia in Dortmund. Can he do it again, Chris Perry? What do you think here?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was the obvious candidate to take over Leipzig, a really good manager who's managed at big clubs in Germany before. Fantastic result last week against Dortmund and a really dominating performance, as George said, could easily have been four or five on the day. And I think it's a real savvy appointment by Leipzig. Would have been interesting had Tuchel been sacked a couple of days earlier, whether they'd have gone back in for him. But that's
not, and his name's floating around Dortmund at the moment,
yeah,
isn't it?
Tuchel? Absolutely. Yeah. But I think if you look at Daniel Farker, underwhelming at Norwich, kind of underwhelming a little bit at Gladbach. Very difficult to beat Gladbach. Don't concede many goals. I think, you know, they've beaten Hertha 1-0 at home. They've lost to Mainz 1-0. They drew 0-0 last week at Freiburg. There's not many goals in their games. I think it'll be another tight game. I think Leipzig away from home haven't been fantastic. Obviously, they lost 4-0 at Frankfurt in their last away game, which, considering Frankfurt's home form, is an absolutely disastrous result. I did Frankfurt last night and Marseille, obviously coming back with it, which was a fantastic result for them. But for me, I don't see many goals in this game. And I quite like both teams to score no in this one at +148. I mean, both teams to score no in three of the last four games for Gladbach. Both teams to score no in the last three games for Leipzig. Both teams to score no in the last two at home for Gladbach. And I just think that it's going to be a tight game between two teams who are getting better as the season's going on. And for me, that's the way to go.
Well, this is somewhat of a rarity because for once, yes, I'm going the complete opposite way. I think there will be goals. So we'll have to meet back here next week and be like, see what happened. But I do agree with Chris on many points. And I just feel, you know, Leipzig were very deserving of their win against Dortmund. But four of the last five meetings have produced at least two goals in the opening 45 minutes of action. If you look at the prices, goals are expected here. Over 2.5 goals has been priced up at -175, which is not great odds, is it, at all? However, you know, Leipzig have seen at least three goals scored in seven of their last eight competitive games. And as you said before, they've got that new manager bounce. It remains to see how long that lasts. I think they could potentially continue to enjoy that here. But Dani Olmo, he's going to be out, obviously, for the visitors as well. But it could be a blessing in disguise. It's quite odd when you say that. It's last season, their win percentage jumped from 44% with him to 56% without him. They seem to win more games when he wasn't involved, which was quite bizarre because he's a very talented player. Leipzig, they're one of five sides yet to claim an away win so far this term. So they'll be looking to try and get that here, you know, get that monkey off their back. But you look at the last five meetings, 3-1, 4-1, 3-2, 1-0, 2-all. These two often throw out those exciting clashes, and both sides scoring over a goal per game on average. So I think they're going to want to come flying out the blocks. I think there could be goals in this match. So the fact that, for me, over 2.5 goals is so low at minus 175, over 1.5 first half goals at plus 135, something that's happened in four of the last five meetings between these two, it seemed like a good pick for me and a good value-based pick. The goals are expected. Just looking at the market, goals are expected in this match. So, yeah, to see two or more first half goals at plus 135 was a standout pick for me.
Yeah, Leipzig up to 10th in the Bundesliga after the appointment of Marco Rosa, picking up just their second league win in the season by beating Dortmund last time out. They only have 5 points in their opening five matches. Gladbach, Chris mentioned the fact that they have been scoring many goals. They've had these 0-0 draws, and Jan Sommer's been unbelievable, isn't he? Was against Bayern and was again the other day against Freiburg. He's been excellent this season. So we've got a bit of a conflict there. I'm excited to see who comes out on top.
I hope they both come in. Hopefully it'll be 3-0 to one of the teams.
Yeah. Two nil up at half time. We'll take that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Half-time, 3-0 result. Happy days.
All right. Nice one. Okay. Let's go to Sunday. And a reminder, Leipzig are involved in the Champions League against Real Madrid tonight at the time of recording. So we'll see how Marco Rosa gets on there in his second game in charge. Speaking of teams involved in European football, we've got a couple more to touch upon, starting with Union Berlin, who are absolutely flying. Of course, they won 1-0 away at Köln, much to Chris Perry's delight after his pick last week. They had that 1-1 draw with Bayern recently, and despite losing their opening game in the Europa League, all is rosy in the German Bundesliga. They take on Wolfsburg. They've got many issues at the moment, which we'll get to in a minute. But Chris, what's your pick here to start?
My pick here is just, you have to just keep going with Union at the moment. Top of the Bundesliga, as you mentioned, in fantastic form. Unbeaten in 13 Bundesliga games. They've won 10 of those. 9 games unbeaten at home. They're unbeaten in 3 home meetings against Wolfsburg. And I think Wolfsburg under Niko Kovac are completely different to any Wolfsburg team we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, Wolfsburg used to be full of goals and exciting to watch, and they're just not at the moment. They've only won 2 of the last 9 away. And I just think there was a worry after last week in the Europa League when Union lost to Union Gilloise, and we were thinking, how are they going to react on the Sunday? And they reacted well and got the victory. And I think they go away to Braga in Portugal. It's not a long distance trip. And I think it shows that it doesn't matter what the result's going to be in the Europa League, that they're still going to be fine in the league at the moment. I just think you can't oppose them at the moment. I mean, particularly at home, they're so strong at their own stadium, so close. The fans are right on top of you. Such a difficult place to go and play for opposition teams. And I just think for Union to win, still at plus 104, I think it's a great price.
Yeah, it does. It does seem a good price. Mm. George, what do you think? You had a lean here, I think.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was tempted to go Union main, but I was like, you know what, I know Chris by now. I know he's going to go Union. I just had a feeling he's going to keep back in Union. So I was like, I'll try a different angle, and I've got another lean on this game. You're right, though, but with Wolfsburg, they picked up their first win of the season, obviously away to Eintracht. But even then, they managed to obviously get the 1-0 win. But when they scored, they just sort of held on to it. I wouldn't say they dominated the game and absolutely imposed their style onto Eintracht. It was more kind of the match to nick a goal and we're able to defend it. I wouldn't say there's been much of a change there. I think you're completely right. This isn't the Wolfsburg side of old. And now they face this Union Berlin outfit and they're quite rightly underdogs. But
yeah,
weirdly, I was looking at Geraldo Becker. So he's currently the joint top scorer on 5 goals and it looks like he could line up on the left-hand side of the attack, providing obviously he comes through okay this week in the Europa League. But all 4 games in which Wolfsburg have conceded has come from a left-sided attacker. Florian Kainz got a goal and 2 assists. Admittedly, one of those was a penalty. Christian Nkunku was the left-hand side forward and he scored twice. One of those was also a pen. Jamal Musiala for Bayern Munich operated on the left-hand flank and Niklas Füllkrug was the left-hand side forward for Werder and scored. Geraldo Becker, 3 of his last 5 league appearances have come from the left-hand side and he's a great price to get on the score sheet here at plus 210. Any time goal scorer
in the last 2 home games against Wolfsburg.
Exactly. So I thought he was a great price and kind of, you know, positionally, it just made sense to me. So my lean would definitely be Geraldo Becker to get on the score sheet at plus 210.
Yeah, I looked at that too, George. I think, you know, he scored in the last two home games against Wolfsburg. I didn't go into the detail that you've obviously gone into to look at that. I thought it was a great shout just out as a little side bet to my main bet. Yeah. I also had a look at Union Winter Nil at plus 260, which, if you really fancy a bet, it is fantastic odds. I mean, Union don't concede too many goals.
No.
And Wolfsburg don't score too many either. So I know they obviously got four last week, but it just seemed to me a really decent price. But I think Union win at plus 104 is the value for me. But I like George's bet as well, George's lean.
Well, they will not be playing a former Union player, Max Kruse, who was a hero in the German capital during his time there. But he's completely fallen out with Niko Kovac. And the sporting director, Marcel Schaefer, says, "We demand 100% identification, concentration and focus from all of our players. We don't have that feeling with Max. He scored 7 goals in 14 games last season after joining in January. Max Kruse, a colourful character, and he likes to flutter himself. Has taken to Instagram to say, I decide when my time in the Bundesliga is over. Nobody else decides it for me. Excellent. Excellent stuff. But he won't be playing in that game. Okay, we're nearly out of time. So good stuff this week, gents. George, do you want to round us off here? Because you've got one more main. So I'm actually commentating on this game for TV on Sunday, Hoffenheim, Freiburg. So let's have your thoughts and then we'll round everything off.
Yeah, I've delved into the data, so I'll try and make it quick. You know, it's Hoffenheim Freiburg. We've seen 3 straight home Bundesliga wins in a row for Hoffenheim. You know, they're reaching an average of 2.67 goals in home Bundesliga matches. And they're leading the way in terms of expected goals on home soil and have won all 3 home games so far by an aggregate of 8-3. This will be, for sure, be their sternest test as welcoming Freiburg. But just think on the road, Freiburg are having quite a bit go their way. Just looking solely on the expected goals, it's not, you know, singularly dependable metric, but it does give a good indication of what's gone right or wrong for teams over a period of time. Freiburg have scored twice the amount that they were expected to at this point of the campaign, given the quality of their chances. So they've overperformed. They've been extremely efficient, maybe had a little bit of luck go their way as well. And Freiburg, they've got to obviously go to Greece, take on Olympiakos in the Europa League and then face this quick turnaround. And Strike picked a strong 11 for the win against Karabag last week, but he did rest Michael Gregoric for Nils Petersen. So I think he could maybe do that again because he's obviously a key player for them. And I just think we'll start to see teams maybe dropping points. And I think that could happen here. You know, Freiburg, they're likely to score given their efficiency. And obviously, in my opinion, they're getting a little bit of luck. And Hoffenheim conceded twice at home to Bochum, who are poor, and once against their 10-man Mainz. But Hoffenheim, the only side with a 100% record at home. And just think with the possibility of Freiburg being a little bit jaded, just I like the host to edge a potential thriller here. Both teams have scored in all of the previous 5 meetings between these two. And I just think, you know, Freiburg, they've been impressive, but they do concede goals as we've seen recently. And I just think I want to maybe have a little bit of a risky play and Hoffenheim to edge this. So Hoffenheim winning both teams to score is at plus 260. And I just think that's a brilliant price. And I think it will be an entertaining match. I just fancy Hoffenheim to edge this one in a bit of an upset.
Yeah, everything has gone Freiburg's way in a sense, isn't it, really? They were held by Gladbach bar for Jan Sommer, really, in the Gladbach goal last week. But they are second in the Bundesliga 2, table-topping Union Berlin, which looks weird at the moment.
It does, doesn't it? It looks so surreal.
Bayern third in the standings at the moment. Okay, so that's George's last main pick. We'll get the favourites of the boys in a moment. We'll give them a second to get those ready. And a quick reminder for you at home to get more tips and thoughts from Chris, George and all the experts on the variety of different European leagues, world leagues on the BetRivers shows. Follow on Twitter at Because We Win. Chris, would you like to go first here? Is it your beloved Union?
It is Union. I can't stay away from Union. I just love the story. I love everything about it. And I just love the fact that there's still not any massive names there and they're managing to pull off these results. It's all about team at Union, very much the way I was brought up coming through at Wimbledon. And they're pulling off results week in, week out. And Union win at plus 104 for me.
Yeah, and for me, I'm definitely going with the Dortmund winning under 4.5 goals at -114. Just think Dortmund have got enough to edge this fixture. And I think they'll have a little bit in reserve after tonight, and they should have the quality to get past that. But I also just want to say, if the title of this video isn't quoting Chris saying, "I just can't stay away from you, Neon," then we've missed a trick there.
You heard that, admin. It's up to you. Yeah. It's on you, admin. And if you can get the rights to play the music as well, I'll be absolutely delighted. Chris, great work. Great stuff, George, as well. That's all we've got time for now. All prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. Goodbye for Chris, George, and myself, Rob Daly. And we'll see you all next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.